Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Opinion Line, Cork's 96 FM.
Zoe put up a very upsetting, very well thought out, but upsetting Facebook post last night in response to the whole George Floyd thing. And Zoe joins me now. Hi Zoe, good morning.
Hi DJ, how are you?
Good. Now there's no need to be nervous, it's just you and me having a chat. Because Hergill told me you were nervous. You were saying on Facebook, Zoe, that you're not really that surprised by what's happening in America. Why is that?
I think the reason I said that I wasn't as surprised as other people are is I feel like in kind of like the black community, this is a fight we've been having for so many years, but we feel like it's been on deaf ears, that no one's kind of supporting us. But there has been support, obviously, but it kind of wasn't, I think, there was no outcomes from it. The same things kept being repeated. I think that 9 minute George Floyd video kind of, and with social media, it just kind of set fire under everything. And I think people were just kind of outraged about how brutal it was. And I think everyone was just being like, okay, enough is enough. This needs to stop.
What I read a bit about the weekend was that people saying, look, yes, it's an extreme situation, but it's not a rare situation. There have been more George Floyds. We just haven't heard about them.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, even just, like, name a few. There was Keith Scott, Stephon Clark. There was even, like, a few kids in it. And I think, for being black myself, I hear about it all the time because I'm watching this, but others might only see one or two and think, oh, that's just one kind of out of the year, like this is passing all over. But I think now with the help of social media, people are starting to see this is actually kind of almost a daily occurrence that people are facing. And it's not even black, it's other communities as well. But I think the George Floyd has just kind of lit that fire now to help people with the fight that this is a racist situation happening kind of around the world.
Yeah, I mean, as a young black woman, and clearly Cork born and bred, are you, by the sounds of you?
I was born in Limerick, but I didn't move to Cork like when I was two. So
that's okay. That's Cork, okay. Yeah. We'll even forgive Limerick. Did but like you as a young woman of colour growing up in Cork, watching this on the other side of the world, explain for listeners how it affects you personally.
Yeah, like I think what it is like, so my dad is black and my mom is white, and I think even from a baby, my mom was always constantly being asked if she was kind of seen alone with me, being like, is she yours? Is she adopted? Like, is she from here? And then kind of going on to primary school, I was being asked, oh, if I touched you, would I turn black? Like, why isn't your hair straight? Like, why do you look like that? And then even kind of moving on to secondary school, when you're starting to go out more into town with your friends, I was kind of being taught, oh, stranger danger, but also being taught security guards might look at you different and might keep their eyes on you more because of your colour. And even when I started getting jobs and stuff, I used to have customers come up to me being like, oh, where are you from? And I'd be like, oh, Cork. And they'd be like, no, no, where are you really from? Like, you're clearly not Irish. Like,
do they still ask that stuff?
Yeah, like I was even asked one day by a lady to like show her my birth cert to prove
I was
Irish.
The minute you open your mouth, Zoe.
That's what I kind of looked at them being like, do I not sound Irish? So I'm like, I think I sound like I'm from here. I don't think I sound like someone that's only just arrived. But it's just like that. And even like, I remember even just teenagers were so cruel sometimes. I used to have boys come up to me being like, no one's ever going to like you because of your color of your skin. Like, black isn't beautiful. But then you have them idolizing Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. And I'm like, the same standard. You can't say one thing to me and then post how much you love Beyonce. And how she's a dark-skinned woman.
Yeah, yeah. And those are elements, I suppose, of racism. I asked Brandon the same question. Like, when you experience racism day to day, is there some of it that's just that's intentional and nasty and meant to hurt. And some of it that's just, oh, God, look, try saying that a different way.
Yeah, like, I do think most of the time, I do think it's a very Irish thing to try to make a joke something and shrug it off. And I've been guilty of it myself. But there was, like, one Halloween, we were discussing, like, what would we go as for Halloween? And some boy turned around to me being like, oh, you should go as a slave to respect your ancestors. And stuff like that is hurtful.
Yeah.
But they thought it was a joke, and I had to turn around being like, look, stuff like that is not okay to say.
Did you get it at the time, or did you think at the time, he probably didn't mean any harm by it?
Yeah. No, like, that's the thing. Like, I definitely think it's more of a, ask what we think. Like, I think a lot of people are afraid to ask us in case they offend us, but I'd rather be asked what I think is insulting than you just make me a joke and then I have to turn around being like, that wasn't a very nice joke to make. But then I do think a very small few, like a handful of people, will do it intentionally to hurt you. So like, there's been times where I've seen people out and someone screaming at them being like, you're a black idiot. I'm like, why do you have to add the black to it? I'm like, just use the insult without adding the blackbird to it.
Yeah.
And I just think that is trying to get at a dig at something that we can't change about ourselves.
Mm.
But I do think the minority of people that do kind of say some racist slurs don't always mean it in a hurtful way, but it does come across. And I do think it's up to us, the black community in Ireland, just to kind of remind them, being like, look, that's not really okay to say.
Is it older people or younger people, Zoe?
I think the older kind of generation, I think, still remember the time of the posters going around, the no Irish, no blacks, no dogs. And I think they unintentionally have that bit of like, oh, you're black, you're not Irish, we're all pale, ginger. But like, that's not the case. Like I said, I was born and reared in Ireland, so I'm Irish. And like I said, it's the minority of people that would say it. But most of the time, it's not intentional to hurt me. It's more of a, they might have saw someone else say it to friends, they think it's okay to say it to me, someone they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a, what's your relationship with me? And like, how well do I know you that can you say something like that to me?
Yeah. You said in the post that you were upset by something that your cousin asked you recently. Explain that for me.
Yeah, so obviously social distancing, I saw my cousin the other day, who's turning 17 this year, and she was kind of with social media, she was able to see everything that's going on in America. And because she's also black like myself, she asked me if I was to go to America in the next year or two on holidays, do you think I'd be safe to do so? And I was like trying to think, would she not be? But then I generally have to turn and be like, look, there is that very slim chance that you wouldn't actually make it back to Ireland, because some of the reasons that other black people have died in America happen for the simplest reasons of just going on a jog, sitting in a park. But like, if she did any of that, would she be at risk of being shot and not making a back to us in Ireland? Like, I've been saying since secondary school that I wouldn't visit America out of the fear of my life that I wouldn't make it back. And some people might say that's a bit dramatic, but I've been watching like this kind of stuff for years. It's been like a part of my life that like we would be treated differently in some parts of the world. And I just think I have to, for me to have to say to my little cousin something that I have feared for most of my life, she now also has to fear until things change.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
Yeah. It's not something you want to tell your little cousin that you're watching out for.
How did she react when you told her that?
She was a bit shocked and she was kind of disappointed, because like, everyone wants to visit New York, people want to visit LA, like people want to see America. But for her now to fear of like, well, if I go on a J1 or anything, I might not make it back alive. And I think she's more shocked, but she kind of understood it because of what she's been seeing. She's like, yeah, they treat us differently.
Actually, there's the thing. So, I don't know what age you are, but would you be of J1 age, would you?
I've just kind of gone past the J1 age.
Okay.
Yeah.
But are you saying to me, Zoe, that you would have been afraid to go on a J1 because of the colour of your skin?
Yeah, that's what I would say. I just, when J1s were happening, I was looking at the news and seeing what was going on, and I was like, I just wouldn't feel safe going over there.
Wow.
Because like in Ireland, you can drink when you're 18. When you're in America, it's obviously 21. But like, I just feel it's a thing that, something that my white friends would do and I would do, I would be the one to get the bigger blame, and I used to be the one that comes out not alive from it. And I don't think that's right. And I don't think
that's a horrible thought to have to process for one of the most exciting things in a young person's life.
Yeah, so I didn't do a J1 in my college years purely for the fear that I wouldn't make it back.
Crikey. That sets it down very blunt for people, what it must feel like. To be so afraid of what might happen to you because of for no other reason than the colour of your skin, that you wouldn't take what's one of the great experiences of student life.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people didn't understand why I was so afraid, but then all I'd have to show them is a few news articles and they were like, okay, I get it, but I don't think... Like my sister now, she's white, she would have no fear. She would go over, book a plane ticket, and my other cousin was the same, that they were excited to go over, and I encouraged them. I'm like, yeah, I think J1s are brilliant, to do it, but I myself would not take part in it because I don't, and even if I wasn't as afraid, I wouldn't want to go over and support a country that are killing people like me because we have a different skin colour.
Yeah. What do you think of all the big protests, Zoe, like the one in Dublin yesterday, for example?
Like, I think any kind of peaceful protest is the best way to get the issue heard. I think, like, this violence is kind of blocking out what the message is actually about. And I do think, like, the protests in Dublin, there should have been, because of COVID-19, there should be guidelines in place. Like, people should still be wearing masks, they should still be showing social distancing, I think. And, like, I know people want their voices be heard, and I want to be heard, but like, there's other ways to kind of voice your opinion. And I think until COVID-19 is under control, these big mass gatherings in Ireland could be stopped or could be handled.
Because they are actually banned. Like yesterday's protest effectively was illegal because of the ban on mass gatherings.
Yeah, that's it. And I think, like, I know people in Ireland want to show their support because, like I said, even Ireland was discriminated against with the No Irish, No Blacks, No Dogs. So I understand why people wanted to go out, but I think Ireland has been doing so well for COVID-19, and we've had, and I'm so proud to say it, no extreme cases of racism like they have in America at the moment, that I think there's other ways to show your support than illegally going out to mass gatherings at the moment. And if people do want to show their support, that there should be guidelines in place. Do it in your groups of four, which are 2 metres distance and apart, but don't be meeting up in these massive groups because it'll just get yourselves in trouble.
Zoe, for those of us who don't know what it's like to be you, and never will, and will never understand the things that trouble you, how can we help?
I think it's kind of like, simply ask us. Like, we'd rather you ask and get educated on, like, what we find offensive, what we don't, and kind of even just learning about, like, the history of, like, what's been happening to us over the years. And I, like, know some of my friends who, like, read my post were actually surprised of some stuff that, like, happened to me. Just be hurting, because, like, I just forget about it and move on, and, like, I said my piece of, like, look, that's not nice to say. And I think another main thing is if you have, like, a friend, a family member, anything that's kind of saying racial slurs, even in a joke way, you don't agree with it, instead of saying silent and seeing it as a joke, kind of say, look, I don't think that's right to say, because what will happen then is someone will say it to a black person and they'll get offended and it'll just hurt them and feel like they're not welcome in the situation where they are. And like, I know, like I said, I think it's a very Irish thing to do, is kind of to shrug something off as a joke, which I've done many times, but I think now's the time to say, look, enough's enough. That's not nice to say. I'll never be mean to someone. I'll say it very kindly, being like, look, that's not a very nice thing to say. It's quite insulting. And usually someone will be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I heard someone else say it. I thought it was okay to say. And I totally understand that. But I think if you see someone continuously trying to bring someone down for something they can't change about themselves, I think needs to be put stop to. Because, like, I do think Ireland has grown so much as a nation over the years. Like, we're the first country to ever have legalized gay marriage. Like, and racism is very little in Ireland, but it's still here, is what I'm trying to get across.
Yes.
But I definitely think we've, like, improved so much in the years, and I can say, like, I'm proud that I can walk down the street and not be afraid that I'm going to lose my life because of my colour of my skin. Like, that doesn't happen in Ireland, and I'm proud to say that it doesn't.
All right. So we have one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why were you nervous?
I just said I wasn't going to get my point across.
You've just absolutely nailed it, kid.
Thank you. Thanks, DJ.
Well done, you. Have a great
Thank
day.
You. Thank you so much, BJ.
Cork's 96 FM.